Morning Watch, the crystallization study of Deuteronomy, week 3. The goodness of the land, its food. Day 2. Related verses. John 12:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone, but if it dies, it bears much fruit. Ephesians 3:1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, on behalf of you, the Gentiles. Ephesians 4:1-3. I beseech you, therefore, I, the prisoner in the Lord, to walk worthily of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, bearing one another in love, being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace. John 12:25. He who loves his soul life loses it, and he who hates his soul life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. Philippians 4:11-13. Not that I speak according to lack, for I have learned, in whatever circumstances I am, to be content. I know also how to be abased, and I know how to abound. In everything and in all things I have learned the secret both to be filled and to hunger, both to abound and to lack. I am able to do all things in him who empowers me. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Suggested reading. What aspect of Christ does wheat represent? From John 12:24, we can see that the Lord is a grain of wheat falling into the earth to die and to be buried. The wheat represents Christ incarnated. Christ is God incarnated as man to fall into the earth, to die and to be buried. This is the wheat. It typifies the Christ who is incarnated, the Christ who died, and the Christ who was buried. Let us consider the experience of wheat. Brothers and sisters, whenever you are put into a situation by the Lord's sovereignty in which you are limited, in which you are pressed, you may experience the Lord as wheat. When in the midst of that limiting and pressing situation, you contact the Lord, he is just as a grain of wheat to you. Immediately upon contacting him, you can be completely satisfied with your situation and your limitation. That life which is Christ himself within you is a grain of wheat. It is the life of the little carpenter, the incarnated one, the limited one. When you are in a certain environment in which you are restricted and suppressed, if you have a living touch with Christ, you will say, O Lord, you are the infinite God, but you did become a finite man. There is power in you to suffer any kind of limitation. You will experience Christ as the wheat. To many of us, in many circumstances, the Lord Jesus is just as a grain of wheat. The more we experience him, the more we realize that he is such a one. He lives in us. He is our life to make us willing to be limited, willing to die, willing to be buried, willing to be nothing. Do you have this experience? What kind of experience do you have? Do you quarrel with your wife or your husband? If so, you are finished with Christ. You must experience him in such a rich way. You must experience him both as the living water and as the grain of wheat. If you would look to the Lord when you are so limited and perplexed, I am sure he will show you that he has been limited, put to death, and buried. He will show you that as such a one, he lives in you. He will sustain you that you might be limited. He will support you that you might be put to death and buried. He will energize you to such an extent and strengthen you to be such a person. Then you will experience Christ as a grain of wheat. The Apostle Paul considered himself the prisoner of Christ. Apparently, he was confined in a physical prison. Actually, he was imprisoned in Christ. On the basis of such a status, the status of his actual living as a prisoner in Christ, he besought the saints. His status as the prisoner of the Lord demonstrated his walk in the Lord, by which he could inspire and beseech the saints to walk in the Lord as he did. Later in Ephesians 4:1, Paul refers to himself as the prisoner in the Lord. Christ was Paul's prison. One day, the very Christ whom you love will become your prison. Sooner or later, every steward of God, every minister of God's riches, every faithful lover of Christ will be imprisoned not only by Christ, but also in Christ. The more you love him, the more you will be in him. Eventually, you will be in him to such an extent that he will become your prison. Here, you enjoy Christ to the uttermost.